For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. They're celebrating at NASA as its latest Mars lander has touched down on the red planet.
Touchdown confirmed!
A big sigh of relief at the Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena, California. That ends a 300-million-mile journey to put the lander InSight on Mars. NASA is presently communicating with InSight, but Administrator Jim Brendenstein was a bit nervous.
I have witnessed these from the sidelines for many years. This is going to be the eighth time that we have a successful landing on Mars. Everybody knock on wood.
InSight is designed to send back data on what lies below the surface of Mars. General Motors says it's slashing 15% of its North American workforce, putting out a plan to lay off nearly 15,000 workers, more than half of them white-collar employees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
And my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The grim search for bodies in paradise following the deadliest California wildfire in a century continues. 249 people are still unaccounted for. The campfire is now 100% contained, and the skies are clear here in Chico. So far, 88 fire-related deaths statewide in California, where lawmakers next month will consider a bill that is designed to protect utility customers from liability, even if their electrical equipment is found to be the source of wildfires. KCBS reporter Bob Butler.
A bill like this passed after 2017's deadly Wine Country fires. It says state regulators will determine how much the utility can pay without going into bankruptcy.
Whatever they can't afford above that, then that will go back to the ratepayers. So the people who lost their homes will be helping to pay for the damage.
State Senator Jerry Hill agrees if the fire is accidental, but not if the utility is negligent.
Their shareholders should cover that cost. They make over $1.5 billion per year in profit.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Congress returns and now faces less than 2 weeks until a possible partial government shutdown. With more on the story, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
December 7th is the deadline for Republicans and Democrats to come to an agreement on a full-year spending plan for a raft of government agencies, including the state and Homeland Security departments. Budgets for the Pentagon and Veterans Affairs departments are not on the clock, so military families are not at risk. Once Congress works out a budget, though, the shutdown threat wouldn't be over until President Trump signs the measure. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Chinese researcher claims to have produced the world's first genetically edited babies, twin girls. With an explanation, here's researcher Dr. David Eggers.
This is wild. This is an enormous step. And what the doctor did was he took sperm out of a man and put it together with an egg. This is in vitro fertilization. And then when he made an embryo, he put in this thing called CRISPR that's able to surgical precision change one up to 3 billion letters of the DNA code. And he changed the code for the HIV receptor.
The twins were named Lulu and Nana, and they were the first babies born, as six other couples are also awaiting genetically altered babies as well. More than 100 scientists have signed a petition calling for greater oversight on these experiments. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.